This week, the state legislature ended an executive order by Cuomo that required food to be served with all alcoholic drink orders. It had been in place ever since bars and restaurants were allowed to reopen last summer. The measure passed unanimously in both houses. Senator Ed Rath from the Buffalo area supported legal challenges from some Western New York restaurants to end many of the restrictions, including limits on indoor dining capacity and curfews. He spoke on the Senate floor.
While this is a welcome step, it has taken far too long to get here. It shouldn't take lawsuits and court hearings for our struggling restaurants to be heard. According to the state's own data, that came out months ago, restaurants and bars accounted for a very small portion of transmission, and it was made clear that restaurants could fully reopen and operate safely.
Hours before that vote, Cuomo announced that he too favored ending the food requirement. He also said he'd lift midnight curfews on restaurants and bars later in May. Many restaurants and taverns expressed relief. Andrew Ridgey, executive director of the New York City Hospitality Alliance, is also encouraged by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's announcement that he intends to fully reopen New York City by July 1st. But Ridgey, in a statement, says government leaders can still do more to help. They'd like to see a temporary rule that permits takeout alcoholic drinks be made permanent, saying it will be a while before everyone is comfortable dining inside. Patrick Noonan runs El Loco Mexican Cafe in Albany, and he's the chair of a group of independently owned restaurants and bars. He says the takeout drink sales helped keep restaurants from closing and decrease the need for layoffs.
Permit to go cocktail policy in New York would be most appreciated and is an easy way for people to enjoy dining at home in an otherwise stressful time.
Assemblyman John McDonald, a Democrat from Cohoes, supports the bill. He says ordering the occasional mixed drink was a nice treat during the long pandemic-restricted winter.
New Year's Eve myself, I stopped at a local restaurant, picked up a couple of drinks, and I'm like, as much as I don't drink too often, it was great to have something professionally put together that you know what you're getting.
The restaurant groups also want to limit charges by third-party delivery services. They say some services like Uber Eats and Grubhub take up to one-third of the bill for the food order. And they say the federal and state bureaucracies need to be better at connecting restaurants to grants and loans that are now available in the Federal Restaurant Revitalization Fund. They say the money can be used for, among other things, improving indoor air quality in their restaurants. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.